Lieutenant, what is that thing up ahead?
Oh, God. Captain, I think that's a black hole.
Oh, shit. You know what that does to spaceships and pretty much everything else, right?
Sir, I recommend we set general quarters and divert all power to reverse thrusters.
It's too late. Ah, shit. We're already caught in its gravitational pull.
Tell my wife I love her.
I can feel it stretching into a...
Like a line?
I'm building towards it. I'm building.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Sometimes you might feel trapped between the right and the left. That's correct, you are.
Because you're living on a line. It's a linear expansion in this direction and the other one. It has infinite length but infinitesimal girth.
Just what a banger.
So good.
Thank you, Joe. That's the theme song,
I like
everybody.
My song.
Well, fuck you and suck an egg, as yeah. I said.
The entire rest of the podcast has voted that you have to suck an egg.
Have to suck at least one egg by the end of the
and
show.
And then you have to upload
it
and
you
have to do it live, and then you have to upload the video to our Patreon.
Yes, Aaron sucks eggs.
Aaron sucks eggs. That's the
uncomfortably.
First.
Uncomfortably. I can imagine. He's got
just
the egg in his hand.
Just crying and gagging.
And all of us crying and watching.
And we keep going, Aaron, stop using your teeth because the eggs keep cracking. You just can't figure it out. Oh, there it is. That felt like TLE.
TLE.
We're
right
here. Though. We've arrived. And we arrived before I thought we would. I thought we would do this in the new year, but my dating was all completely off. I thought this was going to be on the 6th. Here we are on the 30th, live at the Glueys. We're back.
Love it. I love the suit that you're wearing for this too, Bird.
Thank you so much. I managed to get this from Men's Warehouse. Well, the backyard of a men's warehouse. It's got a couple of tears in it. It's a little oversized, as you can imagine. Paz is here with us.
Yes.
And he's actually wearing a real suit. Paz, thank you for joining us in the crack house. This is your first time here, right?
Yes, yeah. You know, the last time I kind of had to keep in touch via radio waves, but I am here live with you gentlemen on your glorious, deeply stained red carpet.
Yes,
very stained.
Yeah, deeply.
I am recovering from the Bronx in the Bronx. My bronchitis is clearing up. I'm feeling fantastic. I've got the Fireball hot toddy in hand. We're here at the studio. Couple of things going on in the background there. I don't know if we maybe can get our hands on some crack. We ran out, by the way. The stimulus still hasn't come in.
Nearly not.
At the end of that.
Yeah.
And, regardless, it is tradition on this show, this very new show with lots of traditions, that we every year at the end of the year or at the beginning of the year, whenever we get the chance to on the nearest Wednesday that feels fit, to do the Gluey Awards.
The Glueys.
Which is the most unofficial awards show that probably anybody does in that there are, as far as I know, I don't know if we've named the awards. I don't know if there's nominees, but I certainly looked through a couple of things that I felt were award worthy this
yes.
year. And, you know, off air, and I can cut this out. Of course, we could take our time to make decisions and the listeners won't even know. See, that's the power of editing.
Well, now, actually, that's something that I was going to bring up, Bird. This year you distributed some Gluey Awards prior to, and so I'm very excited to hear what everybody else has come up with, because I actually took like a fair amount of time today to come up with my Gluey Awards. Some of them I'm more proud of than others, but I'm very excited to hear what other people
That's
have
great.
Come up with for their Gluey Awards after research.
Good. I've done some research. There were some categories after I looked at them, I was like, there's no way I can pick this out. There were some where I came up with new categories mid-thing, and I was going to show them to you. I found a couple of really bizarre news stories that we probably forgot about this year. But
yeah.
So let me take you in here. Oh, and I've got a wonderful bit of mysticism in the form of a horoscope that I'd like to share with all of you near
Delicious.
The end of the show, just to give everybody
yeah.
some
Delicious.
Hope. Let's go to New York Post, the most reliable news source this year especially.
Hey, Bert, actually, before we dive in, can we
can we
make a point of just showcasing how horribly wrong Aaron was last year?
Oh yeah, you want to do that? Go yeah. How
I don't
was
think
it?
I was.
Was he very wrong?
Oh, that's I think right. You were I did. Pretty much dead wrong.
I distinctly remember Aaron saying it was going to be a void of nothingness.
Of nothing. Yes, that's exactly right. Wow. Aaron predicted that 2020 would not be interesting at all. It would be a quote-unquote void of nothingness.
God, I wish he was
to
right.
me, nothing happened.
Well, okay. That's true. I didn't get to catch you. That asterisk on the live show last year.
As far, my life is continuing Wait. On as it did this time
that's
in 2019.
Not true. That is not true, and you're risking breaking kayfabe here if you continue with this line of questioning because you developed a crack addiction this year.
Yeah. I just
but also your career prospects
for many
improved.
Others.
Yeah, your career prospects both in real life and online improved as you've been brought into the field of professional podcasting, like, you know, Paz and
I was always in the field.
Mm. Okay.
I was in the fucking grassy knoll waiting.
Yeah. I'm a
grassy knoll
definer.
Of podcasting. Aaron's always been known as the second shooter on the grassy knoll of podcasting.
Fuck. May I take it to the New York Post, who gave us a lovely
Please.
Timeline?
Please do.
All right, so the New York Post gave us this timeline. So, from a deadly pandemic, this is from Jackie Sallow. Jackie, I hope you're happy. You work at a disinformation organization. Jackie, this is what he wrote. From a deadly pandemic to a global movement for racial justice, the year 2020 has certainly experienced its fair share of world-shifting events. Here's a list and a timeline. The major events. I'm just going to read them out. So Australian bushfires were the first thing that happened, started in December of 2019, continued, 34 people killed, 47 million acres of land razed. Continuing on, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle quit the royal family. That happened January 8th. COVID pandemic breaks, 20 million people get it in Wuhan, China, resulting in 751,000 reported deaths on January 9th. RIP to Kobe Bryant, who was killed along with his daughter Gianna and seven others in a helicopter crash on the 26th of January. That was January.
That was January.
This
the
been
impeachment
the
of Donald
year,
Trump, dude, on the Senate in the 5th of February, just passed. Parasite sweeps the Oscars. Great film. Check that out. That was the 9th of February.
Oh, that was a great film. Man, that was a really good one. Great film. I really enjoyed that. Yeah, that was great.
Harvey Weinstein's verdict comes out on the 24th of February.
I don't even remember what the verdict
convicted,
was.
Convicted of raping an aspiring actress and sexually abusing a TV and film production assistant.
Okay.
Along with dozens of other accusers. I'm not sure if he was accused of other stuff. Doesn't say. Stock market crashes in 2020. The worst single day drop in history on March 9th. Mm-hmm. The Black Lives Matter protests. The killings of Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd spark waves of protests this year. Jacob Blake, waves of protests this year. That all happens throughout the year, not just one date. A thing I want to come back to later, Kim Jong-un's death rumors occur for 20 days there and then, starting on April 15th, tax day. We just didn't know where he was. I guess he's okay now.
Lost
but who
track
knows?
Of him.
Biden becomes the Democratic presidential nominee, of course, big thing. Another thing I want to get to later, the Twitter hack occurs this year. A group of which was allegedly spearheaded by a Florida teen took over Twitter accounts of a bunch of blue checks, including Joe Biden, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, and Kanye West in a Bitcoin scam. Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested, nabbed on the 2nd of July on sex trafficking charges in her luxury 156-acre estate. Murder hornets arrive in the U.S. The Beirut explosion, Kamala Harris becomes the VP, Chadwick Boseman dies, the West Coast wildfires, Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies, Trump tests positive for COVID-19, Eddie Van Halen dies, Joe Biden becomes the president-elect, Alex Trebek dies, and the COVID-19 vaccine rollout occurs. Lot of shit. A lot of
what
people
a
lost
wild
this
year.
Year.
I don't even remember half of that.
You know, the most interesting is all the stuff he chose not to mention.
I do have more things. I do have more things. But we'll get to that. That was our timeline for the year. Let's give out an award each.
Let's do it.
Car, are you itching to give out an award?
Because I am.
Okay, go ahead. You let's see what you've got.
So you know, you sent out that list, and I don't know if we want to go top to bottom or if we want to do something a little bit more creative. Do you have
whatever you want to do, brother? I think we could probably just throw awards out at people. It's not like they're listening.
Sure. Okay, that's fair. Well, I'm going to start at the top because that feels more correct.
Right.
Because I assume we're going to get disjointed as we move forward.
Oh,
but,
yes.
According to the list that you sent out, best libertarian of the year, kind of best
yes.
moment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What I sum that up, and there weren't too many, but my best libertarian of the year, the best moment of the year, I think is going to go to Ivan and rolling out the FGC now.
Wow. Holy shit.
I picked Ivan as a nominee.
Oh my God.
I picked Ivan
really?
As a nominee. Yeah. And I simply don't know enough about Ivan to be like, yeah, he did
I don't
the
either.
Most. But the guy just from afar has been doing the most work.
He's
along
just
with
a
Control
workhorse.
Pew.
Complete. Yeah. And Control Pew. The whole squad. But I mean, if I had to pick one, I think Ivan and then the FGC 9.
You know what? I'm comfortable agreeing with you there because I was not set, and I had another choice, a guy who I don't even know whether or not he'd like to be called libertarian, but I would like to get to him in a little bit. But I agree with you, Carr. There you go, Ivan. Congratulations. Best libertarian of the year. Hell yeah.
And to be clear, I don't know if Ivan would identify as libertarian either, but I'm just lumping in liberty side squad, whatever.
Hell yeah. Sure. Yeah, we got to adjust the name of this category at some point.
Yeah.
We're expanding, Carr. We're expanding. Sure. Aaron, you want to give out an award or an insult or anything like that? How are you feeling?
I have a contender for best libertarian that's not really in the in group. It's just a news story.
Okay.
So this goes to Fountain County, Indiana, clerk, Paula Copenhaver. Who
okay.
was in charge of administering the election in her county and
okay.
refused to wear a mask, was put on blast by the local media,
uh-huh.
Uh-huh. put on blast by probably half her community and you know, her coworkers, her contemporaries, and mm-hmm. she stood firm. She said,
I
quote, "I'm part of the government, but I will not be part of government overreach." And you can't get more libertarian than that.
That is so libertarian.
Yeah, cool. All right. Very cool. I like it.
I do. I guess I like that too. Fine. If we're doing this, because I want to give an award to best libertarian of the year, a guy who probably will reject the label at this point, but I'm going to do it anyway. Pete, you're going to hate me. Pete.
Sure.
You get an award this year, and I'm going to tell you why. Pete Quinones is getting an award along with the director Chris Coffer and every other executive producer of the film. The Monopoly on Violence, which
Ooh.
Came out on May 31st of this year.
Yep.
I think they're getting it on Amazon. I don't know if they did it yet, but I really hope they do if it hasn't happened yet.
I'm pretty sure they did because I think I watched it.
Watched it on Amazon?
I think so. I don't have Netflix, and I think I watched it on Netflix or on Amazon recently. Like,
okay.
Late night.
Well, then good. Awards, Chris Coffer, Pete Quinones, and all the other members of the executive production team. Congratulations to me. Man, I love a film. I love spreading ideas. And other than printing guns in your basement, that's probably pretty fucking good too. I would say. Pause. Any laudations you want to give to anybody this year before we take the airplane steering wheel and just point it into the mountain?
Well, or into the towers. Mm-hmm. But you know, if I want to, I'm actually gonna go a little offbeat, take a little different direction. I'll give you my nominee for the best libertarian mm-hmm. of the year. And I'm going to cop out, and I want to give it as a group award to all the people who finally gave up on political theorizing after watching the total dumpster fire of every possible policy response that was tried. People are taking the grill pill and realizing that there is literally no way to wonk your way out of this.
I love that. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Everybody,
that
is, you yep. get the grill pill award. We'll take that.
Yeah.
Everybody gets the grill pill.
Everybody that realized that it's completely futile to, that is a very,
that's me.
Very,
I was one of those people at the beginning of this year. I was far more optimistic. That changed.
Yeah.
Good. So there's our first award. So let me remove that from my documentation here. Now I want to go on to a story that maybe you guys briefly might have forgotten about. I'll just read this out here briefly. The 14 men allegedly responsible for orchestrating the thwarted kidnapping of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer have now been accused of being homegrown domestic terrorists. The FBI revealed the men allegedly were a paramilitary operation this year, this month, as the article was written, which includes sinister plots to execute government officials, storm the Capitol building with explosives, and send bombs codenamed Cupcakes. Among them were 42-year-old Pete Musico, great name, 38-year-old Sean Fix, great name, and 25-year-old Ty Garbin, who was an airline mechanic, and twin brothers Michael and William Null. So that was the part of the conspiracy there. That, remember, this has nothing to do with the Libertarian of the Year Award. I just want to make that very clear. But I that was a story I don't want anybody to forget, that they tried to convince us that there was a vast plot for them to kidnap this mayor because they were calling her, like, Gun Mommy or something like
Gun
that.
Gun Mommy. a lot of stuff.
Kidnapping people? Libertarian? Find out next year.
Well, kidnapping politicians, you know, redact your opinion on that.
Yeah,
maybe not. Maybe not.
Yeah.
It really depends on who's willing to Fed post at this early
yeah,
in the
right?
show.
Yeah. How many hot toddies are we in?
actually, now I'm working on number two.
Ask me again in about 30 minutes. We'll see what I think about it.
Yes. And I do want to get onto the blue check hack thing before we continue, because it is just a fascinating story to me. We were all celebrating this. I think it happened back in July. Yeah, the 16th of July. There was panic and joy when verified Twitter users were forbidden from posting for approximately 2 hours for the first time ever, including Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Kanye West, and Apple. None of them were able to post. And I remember that being a pure and free time of liberation.
A simpler time.
Carr, if I said to you, I'm going to give you a button, and the button is lockdown continues for 4 more months for the country, and in fact, it gets even more stringent, but for the remainder of history, there's no more blue checks on Twitter. Would you take it?
Taking it.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. And dude, the blue check.
Carr is willing to sacrifice
yes.
your personal freedoms.
I will weld your door shut if I don't have to see Ben Shapiro on my goddamn timeline.
That's the one libertarian exception.
That's my one exception. I like the one exception rule because it's just different every time. It's like whatever I feel like. Every time. It's me coming out with a weld. It's me coming out with a welder's mask. And like, I'm sorry. Like,
you know, and if it's everyone I don't like in caps, that's my one exception.
Oh God, I would take it too. Honestly, yeah, I would take it too. Totally would take it too. Apparently, millions of followers were contacted to deposit money into the anonymous Bitcoin wallet of the hackers. And in a statement, the social media company Twitter said that it locked down all verified accounts identified with blue ticks or blue checks. I think blue tick is probably a thing I'm going to start calling them, to prevent the scam from spreading. Quote, we limited functionality for a much larger group of accounts, like all verified accounts, while we continue to investigate this. It was disruptive, but the most important step is to reduce risk. That's what I imagine everyone who works at Twitter sounds like, and I will not be taking questions. and there you go. Those are a couple of stories. I've got a bunch more. I would like to give an award out, if we may.
Yeah.
I changed the name of it, but maybe you guys have something that applies to it. It was supposed to be originally the worst libertarian of the year / the worst person on Twitter / the most embarrassing TV moment.
Okay.
I'm going to play, to me, the worst moment on television from 2020.
You're going to play it?
And here you go.
The other day you said, this is the city's decision. They have an agreement at 3%. Today you said, well, I might have to impose an orange zone and I might have to close the schools, which an orange zone does. So what's going on? Does the city still have the ability to close its schools? Are you now taking control and saying that you have the power to make this decision? And for the millions of parents who want to know, are the schools going to open tomorrow in New York City?
All right. First of all, let's try not to be obnoxious and offensive in your tone, because you're 100% wrong. We announced the Orange Zone law over a month ago. I don't know if you were here or if you were paying attention, but that has been in effect for over a month. It always said, if by the state's numbers you hit 3%, the schools close. What's going on here is nothing that the law hasn't said for over a month. We then had the test out procedures. If you were paying attention, you would have known we closed the schools in New York City 2 weeks ago. Remember when we did an orange zone and a red zone in Brooklyn and Queens, and we closed the schools? Don't you remember that?
It was 3 weeks ago.
Okay, so don't you, so what are you talking about? What are you talking about? You're now gonna override. We did it already. That's the law, an orange zone and a red zone. Follow the facts. Well, then you're confused.
I'm confused. And then I'll tell you what, Jimmy. Parents are still confused as well. The schools in New York City
confused.
Tomorrow.
You're confused.
No, I think parents are law. Very confused as well.
Read the law, and you won't be confused.
I'm still confused to this very day.
Jesus.
That was the worst moment I saw on television. You know, early on in the quarantine, Cuomo was actually kind of comforting in his words. And then somewhere along the line, it went from... We'll pull
villain.
Through this. We'll be okay. To like, we're not gonna be okay. So this is what I've been dealing with for the past.
Dude, that guy,
long.
Like, I there's
that guy
very
sucks
few
eggs.
People. He does. There's very few people that effectively get under my skin because typically I just kind of tend to myself and my property. That guy,
right?
If somebody were to put us both in a room and kind of walk away for a while. Man.
Yeah, there'd be a fight. Yeah, there for sure would be a physical confrontation between me and him. Yeah, so this is my award for the biggest asshole on television, Andrew Cuomo. Biggest asshole on television. There you go. Guys, thoughts? Does that get under your skin? There's a moment when he starts baby talking that I want to claw his eyes out.
Oh, my God, dude. So actually, I had Cuomo as my runner-up for best criminal of the year.
Yes,
so I'm glad that you have placed him in the glues because I couldn't effectively give it to him. He's my runner up, but I'm glad that I'm glad that he's coming away with the gluey.
Yeah, gluey, worst criminal of the year / biggest asshole of the year. Mm-hmm. Yes, 100%, 100%. Aaron, thoughts?
He's not my worst criminal of the year, but it honestly doesn't surprise me. It's just the mask slipping.
But just in the most irritating way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If any other politician had to get up there and answer those kind of questions after taking the actions that he did, it would be probably similar.
Yeah. So the actions that you're mentioning, of course, is as of December 21st, 7,602 COVID deaths in LTC facilities. That's part of the actions that he's continuing to take despite pushing
crazy.
That off on... Federal
crazy.
Regulations. He's
absolutely
continuing
crazy.
To do the line.
Orange man.
Pause.
Bad.
Yeah, orange man. Well, he's pretty orange too. If you've ever looked at him, let's be honest. Pause. What
I
are you thinking?
Think that guy sounds like a tremendous douchebag.
Yes, tremendous douche. So yeah, your award for let's say worst criminal of the year, since we're on this.
Okay, I would like to nominate. That professor at the University of Arkansas who was arrested for passing nanotech secrets to China because he was dumb enough to email his handler from his school email account.
This goes back to what we were talking about last episode.
Yeah,
where everybody, fucking everybody, is like you play 6 degrees to Kevin Bacon. It's like 2 degrees to a Chinese asset. It's crazy. They're fucking everywhere.
So there's your award for best Chinese asset of the year.
Well, that's not the best Chinese asset. That's the worst criminal because he got caught in the dumbest way possible.
Okay.
The Who's worst the best Chinese, Chinese asset. That should be of a year. Good. That's a good. That's a good one to add. The best and worst Chinese assets of the year.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Because I feel like I know who the best Chinese asset of the year is pretty easily. Okay. Okay, fine. The worst Chinese asset of the year, the worst criminal of the year. Lots of contentions there. Listeners, I'm sure you got dozens of people. You know what the thing is? Every listener's going, no, my governor. No, mine.
Yeah,
mine's the worst
exactly.
criminal of the year. Which is exactly what we want here on this podcast.
Absolutely it is.
Yes.
Oh, man. Let me take you to another... news story, if I might, or
yeah,
Aaron, you want to weigh in on your criminals? Any other criminal choices?
I'd like to get into the best criminal of the year.
Oh, sure. Let's do that. Okay.
Yep. And I didn't give my worst criminal of the year. I just gave a runner-up.
Oh, I thought you were agreeing with me on him because of...
No. He was actually my runner-up for best criminal of the year because he keeps getting away with it. My worst criminal of the year award goes to Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo. I would have also given it to him the previous year were it a Gluey last year. And that is after it was revealed that his entire department was suspected of untoward behavior when George Floyd's attorney received a letter from them based on judicial inquiries from botched raid of Regina Nicholas and Dennis Tuttle. Yeah. That was when Gerald Goins was an officer under him.
Yeah.
That guy is a shithead.
Shithead, huh? Yep.
And that's the guy that came out talking about, like, we have targets on our back and all of this bullshit, and he's been doing it for God knows how long down there in Houston. That guy sucks. Fuck him.
It does suck. Fuck him. Wow, okay. Let's lighten the mood a little with some best criminals of the year. This was a category that stumped me, so I'd like to hear your guys' choices first. Paz, you first for best criminal of the year?
Best criminal. Former state cabinet member in the state of Wisconsin, Caleb Frostman, who used to run the Department of Workforce Development. This is the man who, over this summer, when our governor instituted his failed lockdown, could not get unemployment benefits to literally, at one point, 10 million people.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Despite that colossal failing, despite over 7 million first-time filers, he got out of it with nothing more than being able to offer his resignation letter. He destroyed the lives of millions of Wisconsinites and walked away smelling like just another failed bureaucrat instead of getting Fed-posted.
Jesus. Wow. You know, now that you bring that up before and then Aaron, you can take this next, but you just bring up a really interesting thought in my mind, Paz, which is the number of criminals, as in the number of people who should be being criminally prosecuted this year that we have seen on television has got to be astronomical.
It's crazy. Damn near 100%.
It has to be astronomical. I mean, really, like, everybody who we've seen, Fauci comes to mind. Fuck that criminal. That guy sucks.
Fuck that guy.
Even Donald Trump, fuck that criminal. That guy sucks. Everybody, Joe Biden, the next criminal coming in, fuck them all. It's
not only that, but everybody from them all the way. Like, listen, I have antenna TV. I don't have cable. So basically I get the major news networks. If I turn my TV on, I'm hearing some local talking head just spitting out the bullshit that they were fed. And I say that's criminal. If you're going to represent yourself as a journalist or a reporter, well, particularly as a journalist, and that's what you're going to do, you are a criminal.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Now, no doubt. There
so
be
everybody,
a lot more of that
everybody,
going on.
Anytime I turn my TV on, whether it be the local Fort Worth reporter, all the way up to that idiot Fauci, who is also my pick for best Chinese asset of the year.
Yep.
they all are criminals. Every single one of them.
Every single one of them. All of them. Every single one of them. And they smile and they laugh and they talk to us like babies and nothing will ever happen to them until the afterlife. Next up, best criminal of the year.
So for me, I have one Ivan Harrison Hunter, 26, of Texas, who traveled from Texas to Minneapolis and fired 13 rounds at the Minneapolis police station and set it on fire.
Yes, I forgot.
That was that guy? Yeah. That is the best criminal of the year. Although he did get caught. He did get caught.
Yeah.
So I don't know how good of a criminal that is.
But props
guy
to him for
props.
For directing his rage towards the appropriate source.
I agree. Is that a Fed post? Are we allowed to be saying these things? That's fine. No, whatever.
Well, you can say anything on a podcast. The market of ideas will determine our guilt.
Well, we won't be. I hope. Yeah, you're right. We'll probably get canceled for something completely different. We can't even suspect.
I'm working on it.
I know.
That's what we call the final moosing. Is when we finally all just get canceled.
The moosing.
We're all just podcasting until that final moose.
Man, you know, it's going to be a really sick thing when that union story actually turns out to be real in a few years when it's really happening to us. Oh, boy.
All right, best Core, criminal of the year.
Best criminal of the year. I'm looking forward to this. Now best I'm starting to formulate my thoughts on this. This is good.
Okay. No, I think for me, this one is very, very clear. So my best criminal of the year is Hunter Biden for fleecing literally everyone that exists.
You stole it from me.
And continuing to not only get away with it, not only does he get away with it, but he continues to smoke crack, sleep with hookers, and through all of it, gains upward career momentum. Best criminal. Best criminal of the year. No doubt.
Wow. You know, I took this category in a little more like with less witticism than I normally would, and I actually tried to pick real criminal. That guy, that's a great pick. That's a real best criminal. That guy's living his life.
Yes.
He's getting away with it and smoking a lot of crack, kind of like us. You know what? Hunter Biden, friend
got
of the show.
Got a lot in common with him. Yeah, friend of the show. Man, we need to get that guy on.
Woo! Send him an email right now, Carr. Type it up. all right, fine. Let me... So I've got two here. My I think my nominee, because I think my nominee is going to be Ed Buck. Ed Buck, charged with four additional felonies, including the fact that he enticed victims to travel interstate to engage in prostitution. Buck, who is 65, was arrested on September of 2019 after being charged by the USDC with providing methamphetamine to a man who died after receiving it intravenously. And since that time, federal authorities have continued to investigate Buck for additional crimes. So who is Buck? Major donor for the Democratic Party. Lots of pictures with your favorite other criminals that you've seen on TV.
And assets.
Truly one of the most visible examples of the vampirism that exists in the government today. But I am not picking him. I'm going to take the time to serious post here since everybody else either serious posted, got their job. I'm going to serious post this time. Best criminal of the year, because he's hilarious, but also truly a criminal and awful criminal act that he did. He shouldn't have been able to do it. President Donald Trump on Tuesday pardoned 15 people, including a pair of congressional Republicans who were strong and early supporters of him, a 2016 campaign official ensnared in the Russia probe, and most importantly for this award, former government contractors who were convicted of the 2007 massacre in Baghdad.
Yeah.
He commuted their sentences. I can't think of a better criminal than a criminal who uplifts his criminal friends.
Yep. So disappointing. I mean, just I really.
Yeah, what do we think? Ross Ulbricht was gonna. Man, that was nice to ride on that high, thinking that was actually gonna happen.
Really ridiculous. You know. I mean, really.
Well, because I heard rumors of the fact that Andrew Napolitano. So him and Andrew Napolitano, Trump and Napolitano got into an argument at some point because they do talk to one another, and they got into an argument. And at some point, Trump said something like, "You know, he was trying to get me to pardon his friend." And the elf texted me that, and she was like, "I think, you know, Napolitano was telling him about Ulbricht." And I agree with that, just having watched the video and look back at it. And it's a real fucking shame that the guy couldn't man up just once and do the right thing and release a guy. Fuck Nick Bilton from Vanity Fair, the asshole who wrote American Kingpin. That guy sucks. And everybody else who contributed to tarring Ulbricht's good name. And hey, also, another nominee for Best Criminal of the Year, Ross Ulbricht, in the sense that he is currently... a criminal, though I don't agree with it, and he's the best in that.
And he's the best.
Did a very, very altruistic thing. Yeah. So, lots of awards going around. So, fuck Donald Trump, that guy, for that specific reason. Although I think I gave him another award later on.
Coolest guy award. Bird's yearly coolest guy that I'd like to hang out with award.
Okay.
Best role model award.
Something like that, actually. In fact, since we're on this, I would like to let me briefly play another clip. There's a couple of awkward pauses in it because it is a video, but I'll edit them out in post. Here's my award, and we can take this. It's called Best Asshole on Television of the Year, as opposed to Andrew Cuomo. Here's my Best Asshole on Television of the Year.
And you have to understand, we first went through Russia, Russia, Russia. It was all bullshit.
This is my brief gluey for the best asshole on television, because despite everything, he's mental. He's a literal mental case.
Yes,
it's incredible.
He is the best asshole on television. That is a great award for him.
For instance.
Millions, as you witness, who are scared right now. What do you say to Americans who are watching you right now who are scared?
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say. Go ahead.
That's it. Cool.
And then the guy is gripping his chest like, me? Like, you saying this about me, a noble reporter from NBC News? Like, man. Can't imagine. Christ. There's the other time when the woman got up and he was like, something like, she's surprised that I picked her, and she goes, no, I'm not, Mr. President. Anyway. And he goes, yeah, I know you're not surprised. You're never thinking. You never do. And then she goes, excuse me? And he goes, no, ask your question. Like, he was so yeah, mad. No. So mad. Just so mad. So I'll give him the best asshole on television of the year, too. So there you go. I just needed to get that out there because he has had some real liners this year, if you know what I mean.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, some real liners. Oh, Carr, why don't you pick the next category for us or the next thing that tickles your fancy?
Sure, I can do that. Let's see. I think I want to go to the most triumphant TV moment. I got a little bit creative with this because I feel as if the genre of TV should be expanded to include most video forms that are popularly known.
Oh, yeah, you know? No doubt. Mm-hmm.
And to me, the most triumphant TV moment. Now, triumphant is admittedly a little bit, perhaps a stretch because it didn't end up triumphant. But most incredible TV moment to me was when young rapper Lil Pump came out with an unofficial endorsement of Trump within an Instagram video. And that's the Fuck Sleepy Joe video.
That's right.
I think we're all familiar with that. Maybe we should take a second.
I'd like to play it if you may. Would you like me to play the clip of Donald Trump introducing Lil Pump on stage? Dude.
Yeah, dude. I want you to play anything in the cinematic universe that includes Lil Pump and Donald Trump because it's all insane.
Dude, there's a video of Lil Pump on stage after being introduced as Little Pump. Or Little Pimp, little rather. Pump.
That's exactly how Trump would say it.
Little Pimp. Little Pimp, he calls him. Little Pimp is what he calls him. God. And the hat that they gave him is far too big for his head. I want you guys, everybody needs to go and Google Lil Pump endorses Trump, which is just a great rhyme there. And check out the one where him and Trump are on stage together and look at the size of the hat on his head. It is twice as big as his head.
Speaking of sound, music, and absolutely other things, ridiculous. One of the big superstars of the world, Little Pimp. There he is.
Oh my God. Oh, this is incredible. Jeez.
Isn't that amazing?
Just the entire fucking. And while you're pulling that up, I just want to stress that if you're listening to this and you did not happen to catch this news event, the audio will not do this justice. It is 20 times funnier watching the video. So please, even though this will be funny, I'm sure, please look up the video because it's worth it.
Oh my God. All right. I'm having it load up.
We got it.
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping this is it. Fuck Sleepy Joe. Let's see. It's loading.
Boyfriend, right?
Oh no, this is some shit from Jimmy Fallon. Get out of here, Jimmy. God, speaking of one of the limpest of the year, Jimmy Fallon. Fuck you, Jimmy.
Let me see if I can help. Should I hop on the machine and see if you can pop
that in there for me, and I'll throw it in the description afterwards. Rapper Little Pump. This is a Twitter video. Oh yeah, here we go. I got it. I got it. Oh, it's 3.4 million views, 12 seconds. Okay, here we go.
I gotta say is Trump 2020, bitch. Fuck, I look like paying an extra 33 in tax for Biden, bitch ass nigga. Fuck Sleepy Joe, nigga. Trump 2020, bitch.
Just the whole thing is so great.
Let's get it.
Dude, can I tell you? I was DMing with Lee the other day, and I was like, because Lee and I were like geeking out over this video for like a week in the DMs, and I was like,
that reminds me of the video Cardi B figuring out where her taxes.
Oh, I don't even think I'm familiar with that one. Can you play that after this?
Oh yeah, she's like.
So
go ahead, wax poetic about a little
out
pimp.
With Lee and I like for like a week when that came out, but then like the other day. As soon as I was introduced to Little Pimp, I was like, "Well, I need to see who this guy is because I never heard of him before." Or Little Pump. I'm sorry. Now I'm making the Trump mistake, and I guess his hit song
is "Little
is,
Pimp."
His hit song is Esquite It.
Let's get it. All of our younger listeners just went, oh.
Oh, I know, I know. I'm like boomer posting right now. But it's Esquite. And I was like, dude, Lee, I don't know if it's the same with you, but before I do anything big, like if I'm lifting and I'm going after like one extra rep or something like that, I always mutter to myself, Esquite It. And it's like the most fucking insane thing, but I can't stop doing it. Like I'm like if I'm like throwing bacon in a pan, I'm like, oh yeah, it's Keaton.
It's like
fucking absolutely outrageous.
Oh my god, that's insane.
And I can't stop doing it.
It's get it. I'm like, it's get it. Man, all right, so this was from 2 years ago.
I'm sorry to interrupt you again, but I literally accidentally said it out loud a little bit too loud in the gym like a month ago. No. I was like, it's Geet It.
Oh, it's Geet It mostly.
Shit, go ahead, go ahead.
Okay, so shout out to all the TLE ladies, all the beautiful ladies listening to the show, but shout out to one in particular, Cardi B. Thank you for listening, Cardi. This was from 2 years ago. This is Cardi B not being able to believe what is going on with her money and taxes. Some people maybe remember this, but it is just good to remember.
All right, so you know the government is taking 40% of my taxes. And Uncle Sam, I want to know what you're doing with my tax money. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, when you donate to a kid from a foreign country, they give you updates of what they're doing with your donation. I want to know what you're doing with my tax money, because I'm from New York and the streets is always dirty. We was voted the dirtiest city in America. What is y'all doing? There's still rats on the trains. I know y'all not spending it in no prison, because y'all be giving like two underwears, one jumpsuit for like 5 months. So what is y'all doing with my money? What is y'all doing with my money? I want to know. I want receipts. I want everything. I want to know what y'all doing with my money. What is y'all doing with my money? Uncle Sam, I want to know what the doing with my money.
Incredible. And the face that she makes at the end of the video with like scrunched lips and like a very suspicious face.
Oh,
it's great.
God,
great,
man.
Stuff. So shout out to all the tax skeptics who've come about in this Trump administration.
Wow. The unwitting tax skeptics.
And this was from 2 years ago. I wonder if she's still vooting. We'll find out. I guess, at some point. Boy. All right. That was just you, Carr.
Most
triumphant TV moment. Aaron, you want to take this one?
Triumphant TV moment. So
anything
I had
in mind? This was tough for me.
Yeah, I had when the arraignment of Ghislaine Maxwell.
Really? I'm glad that you found something triumphant about that, because I'm sitting there going, they're going to kill this woman in 10 minutes.
Well, I mean, knowing what we know now, I could say that. I mean, she's in a jail cell right now. I'm guessing she is, or maybe one of her body doubles. I don't know. But if she is in fact in a jail cell, rotting in a fucking 6x6, I would consider that pretty triumphant, considering
that
she's
is
like
a triumphant moment.
A fucking living, breathing demon that probably deserves to be, you know, disemboweled and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm in agreement.
So, yeah.
Cool.
That's what I had. I like it a lot.
I like that. I Ghislaine did not get any awards from me, or neither did her arrest, and that's mainly because I forgot that actually happened. it was so unfortunate.
The humility. Oh, the host with the most humility. Yeah. I love it. That's great. Most humble award of the year goes
to
her.
Thank you so much, Carl.
That's how he's really just backed into it. I love that. That's great.
How about best jokes that punch you in the chest at certain points you don't expect?
Is that when you like blast a fart in space?
And the balls.
And the balls.
Insane. Just nuts. Just nuts.
So, hold on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I can throw in my most triumphant TV moment, I want to take my turn to serious post here for just a moment.
Okay. Oh, absolutely.
And I would like to remind everyone to appreciate just how much free streaming content was given away this year in a desperate bid to attract new customers and retain old ones when the film industry almost collapsed.
That is a very serious post.
Well, you know, I know a lot of our audience probably uses other means, as it were, to acquire content, but I know a good portion does not. So I just hope that they're all grateful for the rise in TV and movie gibs. I know I am.
I am. Oh, yeah. I am as well. I like that a lot. The triumph of TV. I like that a lot. Man, I wanted to pull up the Tom Cruise berating the,
the man, whole I forgot crew, about that.
Having a literal freak out.
What was he doing? What was that about? Like masks or something?
They weren't wearing masks or something. Here we go. I'm not doing this for long because it's very redundant.
Because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance companies. Producers. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs,
It goes on for about 2.5 minutes more of him literally going, you're fired. You're going to be fired if you don't put the mask on. Really odd argument. You know what's so weird about him? Every angle of it is touched. For the people who don't like the masks, he goes, we're creating jobs. For the people who like the masks, he's going, you're not wearing fucking masks. It's absolutely rehearsed in every sense. I didn't have a most triumphant TV moment. That should give you a hint on how in the cave I am.
Yes.
But I will give the most triumphant TV moment to that little tiny guy, Tom Cruise, for really covering every base in the only rant that I saw this year that was just kind of like, yes, Tom Cruise said that. And nobody continued with it. They were just like, indeed, I will accept that he did.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Tom. Hey, thank you, Tom.
Can we all agree that the most just moment of 2020 was Jeffrey Toobin?
Yes, 100%.
No, I cannot agree with that.
100%.
What? Okay, so here's the conversation. Here's the conversation.
Yep. I'll tell you why I can't.
Well, let me backstory. Jeffrey Toobin was caught pulling his putt on a meeting. And
that's a weird display. Yep.
It's an East Coast phrase, Carr. You wouldn't
know. I know. No, it's not the phrase. It was just on, pulling his putt on a meeting. Like, there's no. He didn't give. It's a Zoom chat meeting. Like,
If you want to get even more boardroom. Specific, he was doing an election war game
on,
meeting.
On
he
a
was pretending to be a politician on Zoom.
Wait a minute. What? That's what it was? Specifically a war game?
Yeah, it was an election war game.
Oh, that makes it even worse. Yeah, I didn't know.
No
that.
Wonder he's jerking off. I would be too. My God, how boring. So
he was at like a red.
Jeez.
He was at an ultraviolet, sir, and that's why we do not podcast at
we
this
don't
level.
Podcast either.
We don't want to end up
God,
like Jeffrey Toobin.
No.
If I ever hear on the other end of the line, I swear to God, you'll be fired.
And we'll all go to ultraviolet, and we'll just have to cut the feet.
No, I would move for a promotion.
Aaron, give me the crack, please. At this point, you've been hogging
there's
the crack.
There's really no room for negotiation here. That's pretty much a
Jesus.
Hard and fast.
Pause. Would you? Can I interest you in a corn dog? By the way, we didn't even like.
Oh yeah, we didn't. Sorry, we're horrible hosts.
Yeah, you know what? I have had enough scotch at this point that I would love a
like
dozen if you can spare.
Let me. I'll fire up some corn dogs. Carl, why don't you direct us to the next category?
No, I'm not going to direct you to the next category because I haven't given my just moment of the year.
Of course. I'm sorry. I'm going to make these corn dogs.
That's right. Moose.
Moose.
That's right.
Shit, I hear him. Fuck, I hear it right now.
You hear him
I hear
bugling?
That stupid applause right now. Go ahead. I'm making the freaking corn dogs.
My most just moment of 2020 was the Miami Police Department bike riot response team.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God, yes.
Forget and I don't even think it's close. I don't even think it's close.
Oh, I forgot that.
Man, and there was like video feed of one of them like losing their shit trying to get off the bike too, wasn't there?
Dude, yes. And like there's no, like for me to embody the just spirit, there has to be no identifiable place to attack in terms of opportunity cost. Like
we should have clarified this earlier. If you don't follow us on Twitter, Carr has started a trend, and I think it's brilliant. I don't know if he started it, but he certainly made it his own, where something that you see just makes you go just like you're confused, right? So it's not just in the sense of justice, just so clarify that. It's just in the sense of total confusion.
Here, and I want to take some time to really define what a proper just moment is. And
oh, my God, please.
And to me,
here's your
what
corn
makes
dog
it,
pause.
That Thank you.
To me, what's the major ingredients in Adjust Moment is that there is no real identifiable place to start when you're breaking down something that you see, because it is ridiculous and also built on a foundation of the absurd or ridiculous. So to begin attacking any one portion of it leaves all of the other portions that you're not attacking like completely exposed. And so you're like, it to even begin discussing it doesn't make any sense. And so
I understand
the Miami Police Department. If you guys have not seen this, this was probably right around after the George Floyd incident when shit was just going couple fucking weeks. Bananas. And sorry, I'm struggling through some goddamn heartburn over here. Those corn dogs.
Oh really, man, it's those corn dogs. God damn. All right, let me get you Tylenol. Or no, Pepsi. Please. I'll get you Pepsi.
Slide it across.
Yeah.
I think they were in the freezer when we moved in.
Well,
so
yeah, that'll be doing it. Do
that's
it.
Why I haven't been eating
let
any.
Let me see if the neighbors have any Pepsis. I'll be right back.
Yeah, can you pop over? So,
I'll tell you what they don't have. Copper.
The Miami Police Department rolled out a video advertising their new riot response team that was on bicycles. And they did so in a video where the response team came around a corner off in the distance and started biking towards the camera, shouting something in rhythm as they were pedaling, and then came to a hockey stop on their bikes in front of the camera. And I don't remember what they were shouting, but then the guy that is right in front of the camera is trying to dismount his bicycle and put the bike horizontally in front of him so that theoretically it would create a boundary between him and the rioters and he could use the bike to move them back. But as he's dismounting, he gets his foot like caught just momentarily, not like over the top, but just momentarily onto the bike seat when he's dismounting. And it just makes for this completely, completely absurd video. And that's why I would like to offer it up as my just award for the 2020 outing.
Here's your Pepsid. Those people are crazy.
Thank you so much.
Those people are nuts. I heard you. Yeah, it's, man, there's so many just moments, dude.
I
That's
know.
Why just became a thing this year.
Yeah.
It was absolutely tiresome. Totally tiresome. I do, if we may, is everybody satisfied on the just category?
So. I am.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to bring us to another news story you might have forgotten that I didn't mention yet, which is if CNN will ever load. Oh, boy, CNN's dead.
Good.
Great.
Good.
Fantastic, everybody. CNN's dead. Pentagon officially releases UFO videos that happened this year on the 29th of April, 2020.
Okay.
The Pentagon has released three short videos showing unidentified aerial phenomena that had previously been released by a private company. The Navy previously acknowledged the veracity of the videos in September last year. So you remember this, right? This absolutely
you better
video.
Believe I remember it.
That was odd, and it brings up the question, are they among us? And if they are, who are they?
They aren't among us because aliens are demons.
Mm. Oh, shit. There he goes. He puts it down. Aliens are demons. Aaron, are they among us?
No, I completely agree
just
with
demons, just demons. Carr, are they among us?
It's possible, I guess.
I think there's no doubt that they're among us. And I think there's no doubt in the fact that a bunch of weirdos decided to put up pillars at some point in the year for some reason, which I still don't know the answer to.
Two of them were performance artists.
Oh, that's what it was? Okay, good. That's what I figured, and they are among us, because those guys
Well, the problem is there was a third one, too, that no one took credit for, but yeah, two of them were performance artists.
There's a third pillar is the unknown.
Well, no, it just has an unknown constructor. It was made of scrap metal in
aliens.
Bulgaria.
Telling you. But yeah, so we got some aliens this year, and then let me just do...
Bulgalians.
Bulgalians. There you go. Bulgalians. I want to take us to another mystery, if I may, which is Kim Jong-un dies like three times. Do you remember this? Do we remember
Absolutely.
This story?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
We never really got any answer to this, so... This is from the Brookings Institute, which, yes, I got some heartburn like Carr when I even said that name. An informed understanding of North Korean leadership stymies analysts and policymakers alike. An unexplained absence. The past month and a half provides a telling example of this challenge. And on the 3rd of September, Kim Jong-un, the North's peripatetic, wow, great word, Brookings, young leader, appeared at a concert in Pyongyang and then disappeared from view, not reappearing until the 14th of October. His prolonged and unexplained absence triggered intense interest. Best explains his public absence. Well, He probably has some health conditions. He was in a coma. I think they confirmed that. Now he's out of the coma. He's fine. I don't know what happened. He was going through gout. I just want you to hear this poor motherfucker. And I don't mean that. It's a joke, guys. Kim is suffering from a number of disabilities, including gout, diabetes, renal failure, severe ankle and leg problems. It might have to do with his increasing obesity and his drinking and smoking habits. That's what they say. He suffered from kidney failure, as identified by a German doctor, and had surgery on both ankles, as identified by a French doctor. The Kims have relied on European doctors to address serious maladies. Very odd. Do you take that job?
Of course he do.
Do you?
The pay is fantastic.
You think? Man, can you imagine if
so
you fuck up?
So let me run this by you. Their currency has been so attacked and so maligned that they're almost certainly forced to pay in gold or in Bitcoin, right? Mm. And we hear all the time about how North Korean hackers specifically love to target crypto. Mm. I bet they're rolling in it, and I bet that makes it a great job to contract for.
Oof. You know what? That crypto money could be good. Maybe I will help you out, Kim. Let me know. If you ever need a guy to do a podcast for you, let us know. We can help out, Kim.
Timeline Earth will take the North Korean shill bucks.
Man, Timeline Earth NK?
Yeah, Timeline Earth goes north of the DMZ. Hell yes.
That would be wild. Rolling in a tank. You know, I'm on Pete's. I could get on Pete's show. Me and Kim were talking about our favorite Stalinist stories and things like that. It could be good. Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Yeah, you're not invited. Aaron, you're not invited to my get together with the Kim family. Okay. Yeah, I thought that was very odd that he died a bunch. And since you mentioned it, let me just do another news story before we go on to another category. Bitcoin, January 1st, 6,800. Today, day of recording, the 30th of December. Let's hope this is accurate. 26,000 today. Carr, since you're the resident Bitcoin expert, how are you feeling? Are you feeling vindicated? Or what's going on in your mind as you look at that rapid change?
No, I'm feeling horrible because I can't continue to stack cheap sats.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
I mean, it's
so everybody go buy a bunch of shit coins, please.
yeah, get out of Bitcoin for a while. Please give me some more time.
Buy Monero.
Dogecoin is peaking right now. It's a great time to get in on.
Is Dogecoin peaking? You know what, Carr? Give me continue your thoughts. I'm going to check on the Dogecoin.
Yeah, thing. I mean, I this was coming. It was pretty much inevitable. I was just hoping for a little. I mean, I think everybody was. It's the yin and the yang, the double-edged sword. It's like you're hoping for just a little bit more time to reach that next goal that you'd set for yourself, but at the same time,
it's insider FOMO is what it is.
Insider FOMO. Oh, my God, it really is. No, that's what I've been experiencing. Really been experiencing. Because I have some, but I don't have enough money to, like, keep going until they get this $20 billion stimulus check out. Please,
put your name out.
Seriously, hurry the fuck up. Oh,
man. The timeline was on fire last week when that came out, and we found out that we gave half of...
You know what? Can I air a grievance real quick about that whole thing?
Yep.
I have been hate listening to progressive talk radio a lot recently on my way to and from work, you know, just because I want something to be mad at, but also won't make me all day levels of mad.
A brief increase in vitality. Yeah.
Yeah, a light mad.
Correct. That's exactly it.
Up your tea count.
But yes, right.
Those dumb motherfuckers on progressive talk radio think that their brains are so massive and so intelligent because they can correctly identify that the yearly government funding vote and the COVID relief bill were not technically the same thing,
right,
despite having been voted upon at the exact same time.
Yes.
And I just want to bitch slap every single one of those dipshits because it makes no functional difference, you goddamn
No, the point should be, in a year when we need the money, we should maybe stop giving it to countries that are going to spend it on missiles and nuclear programs that will inevitably be turned back on us.
Also, stop giving it to the one first world nation that is in the top 10 of our foreign.
Odd.
Like they're number two outside of Afghanistan, and Afghanistan we're literally rebuilding because we leveled the place. They get more than two times more foreign aid than the next country, and it's not close. And every other single country in there is a third world fucking nation. It is absolutely ridiculous the amount of money that we give to Israel.
We have pissed a lot of people off today. We pissed off the IDF. We've pissed off the Scientologists. We've pissed off the presidential administrations, both of them, the current and the future. We're doing a good job this year. This is very glue-like. Very glue-like.
Very strong.
Highly
start.
Strong. Highly strong. So, yeah, there you go. Someone direct us, because I got caught looking up at the horoscope at this point, because I'm getting ready to pull the trigger.
You know, I would like to nominate Please. One more category before we get to that, then. I would love to do the
yes,
miss moments.
Yes, of course.
Because I'm not sure I've got the best one, but I've got one that I think is
yeah,
really good.
Yeah, you don't have the best
though.
One. I have the best one. But yeah, I would
love to. Well, I'm sure you do, Carr.
My moose moment was actually that moment. I built it into the podcast.
Wait, no, me. You can't.
I would like to nominate the birth of the heavyweight.
Oh, that is so good.
Stephen yep. Kinsella and the wow. birth of the... Stephen Kinsella, a guy who I have blocked, not because I dislike him, but because every time he shows up on my timeline, it's deeply upsetting in one way or another.
Yes, you're right. He is the harbinger of just upsetting shit on that, the timeline.
100%. Pause, take it away.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't even necessarily partake in it because I'm not adept with copypastas. You know, I'm not particularly good at them. But there was that, like, three-week period where everyone was heavyweight mm-hmm. posting at literally mm-hmm. everyone. And it was some of the most magical, whimsical, and also moose-like yes. things.
If I may, then, I've got a moose. Well, I didn't have a moose category, but I think I'm willing to move it to mine. Are you satisfied with that, Paz?
Yeah, I think I made my case.
Fat Konkin is going to be mine. Konkin is my moose moment of 2020. I hope that the Fat Konkin meme continues until the end of time. Anybody who's not familiar with it, you got to be following all of us on the TL. It's the whole point of this show. Fat Konkin, let's all give a shout out to Fat Konkin, a guy who writes some great books on his favorite burger recipes and how to grow tomatoes for your favorite burger recipes.
Yeah.
Love him. No, love the guy.
That was a great little meme.
Moment.
Yeah, love
yeah.
it.
It's funny because I love Konkin, but
Me
know,
too, I
also,
like Konkin, but it's just like
it's also really
like,
funny.
gotta knock him down a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, Aaron. You're up next. What do you got?
Yeah. Every minute of my life is a moose wow. moment.
You're living it.
You're just living
You're
it.
Living the moose moment.
I am the moose. You're talking. You're speaking you, with the moose.
You moosed
yes.
us.
Yeah.
You're speaking.
Yeah, you moosed us out of a show.
Well, yeah, that's true. Hijacking our entire fucking podcast is a pretty big moose
so
moment.
So Aaron takes a... Aaron, you know what? Fuck it. Aaron gets the real award for the moose mindset of the year. Fuck
I've
you.
Got, I've got a moose. I've got a moose moment here.
All right.
My moose okay. moment is the... Chinese Communist Party absolutely obliterating the entire world.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. I don't even have to play that Alex Jones clip again.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to the Chinese government for manufacturing a disease in a Wuhan laboratory, managing to convince all the dumb libtards who are too afraid to be racist, even though it's not racist to criticize the Chinese communists, to actually just think for 1 second and go, of course it came out of a laboratory. Any idiot could figure that out. Like moosing the whole world into oblivion, except themselves, who apparently China's doing absolutely wonderfully.
Well,
at this
if you
point.
Listen to their reports, you know.
I mean, our reports can't be much yeah. better, huh? at this point, right?
Well,
after what we've
you know,
seen.
That is also true. Whatever. That's another episode. I've got thoughts.
Uh oh.
Oh, big thoughts. Big Buzzy.
Okay. All right. Did I miss anybody or are we
no,
good?
I think we moosed around the horn there.
Moose around. I want to do another brief news story, a little lamentation quickly, although because money is real, really, how much does it matter? Not much. Almost a fifth of all U.S. dollars were created this year. 20% of all U.S. dollars were created this year. M2, which is a stock of dollars, which at the current moment is 18.27, or rather 18.72, that's my dyslexia coming in, trillion in September, which was an increase of about 3.3. trillion dollars in 1 year. So I don't know what that means because I've taken the line that money is not real, although the effects of not having money certainly are, as I found out. And we've also found out through Aaron that the more money you have, the realer money is to you, which is a fascinating thing I think we've come
and by
to
extension,
the conclusion of.
The realer money is to a friend of yours, the realer it indirectly becomes to you.
Yeah.
Indeed.
A friend can drag you into
and
the
negative externalities.
Yes. Yeah, unfortunately.
And furthermore, if a friend with money doesn't put in his fair share, stop tearing up the current mm-hmm. studio we have and start paying for my crack, He will be hanging from the edge
and
of
this
building within
the year.
And now
I noticed, I don't really know who you were referring to there, and I don't think you were referring to anyone in specific, but that is a scenario that could play out in the event that
Absolutely, something could happen.
Yeah.
I've been Googling Colombian neckties.
Look at Carr, careful with his redactions.
Yeah, I've been very careful looking up Colombian neckties
when you
and
start,
tie slipknots. And
when you start jonesing, it's going to be bad. I mean, and I say you because you're going to be the first one.
I'm a lightweight.
You're crack lightweight. you're the one that gives in first to the withdrawal syndrome.
So what was that Sunny
Bird
in Philadelphia
gets, Bird gets
bit?
One.
Boo hoo! Did someone get addicted?
Bird gets one little Bird gets one little hot flash or one little twitch, and he thinks he needs more crack. He's not.
It's true. That is actually what's funny is completely out of kayfabe. That is really how my psychology works. Is the minute that there's even a slight amount of discomfort, I'm gonna die. So yeah, I imagine if I really, my God, because the anxiety has been ridiculous lately with the bronchitis, because when you can't breathe, it goes so far up. The idea that I am currently suffering from a crack addiction is really troubling to me, and hopefully it goes away on its own, I guess, because that happens.
Or we can make an episode where we check you into rehab and hear you, like, scream and fight us not to.
Bird goes to rehab.
I feel like that episode's coming whether we want it or not.
What is Time Runner
so
about?
Isn't that supposed to be the season finale,
hey,
though?
Maybe.
And you can meet all the other libertarian
yeah,
podcasts.
Yeah, they're all in rehab.
Quarantine was rough. It was very rough
always
on us.
Always have been.
You're a crack addict?
Always have been. Yes.
Man. So from money to crack, rip Kobe. Actually, one more brief. I guess this is a shout-out more than an award. We did. I think I put best Twitter newcomers. Did you guys have anything for that?
I didn't
get
that category, but I could probably come up with something on the fly.
Okay.
Refuse to commend anybody on Twitter.
I completely get it. And pause, if you'd like to, you can join in. For me, I want to give a joint award out to two newcomers on Twitter, or at least they're new to me, but at least one of them did create their account this year. Shout out to MM Anarchist on Twitter and shout out to Neocon Remover on Twitter. The two of you guys have been keeping the timeline extremely weird. Man, it's one of the only reasons
I
still go on
the
website. Also, shout out to some oldies like Steppy, Lee, and the likes who have literally been holding the timeline on their shoulders like Atlas this year. It is incredible the work that the group
them boys.
Has done.
We them boys.
Yeah, them boys. The group chat's power increases in absolutely drastic levels. Pause, as we were just discussing the other day, the group chat is more accurate than the mainstream news.
It 100% is.
And in the fact that hours before the mainstream news called several aspects of the bombing in Nashville, which maybe by the time this releases, I mean, since this is live and recorded on a Wednesday, who knows? We might know more. But yeah, we've been holding it down in there, I think. And we've been doing
because
a great
that's
job
so
pizza.
Nice to be a part of is like actual rational deduction of events like that. Like it's so.
And also my 3 a.m. Christian
yes.
posting.
Well, that's also great.
I'm still waiting for that thread, Bird.
What, about how Christianity is the most Chad religion? Yes. I'll put it out very soon. Yeah. I'll put it out very soon. I just have to go and find the coffee pasta. Dude, it was like 12 list things. All right,
I was just appreciating the gentleman's chat. That's all I was really doing.
Yeah, shout out to the gentleman's chat. Boys, a toast to you.
So we're talking Twitter newcomers, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Didn't Ace just join this year?
Oh, I believe he did.
So that's my nominee for Twitter newcomer.
Give Ace a gluey.
Give Ace a gluey. Ace, you know why? And the thing
do we really want to... encourage him though?
Yes.
Well, yes, I do.
We really want more of his behavior.
I'll tell you why. On the TL, Ace is an absolute dog and he goes after it. But off the TL, Ace has been my creative director. And people don't know this, but
yeah, that's true.
I hassle the guy every single day about, hey, what should we be doing? What do you think would work? What would be good? So behind the scenes, Ace has had a whole hand in the creation of the show. Not to the level of the elf, let's just say, but the elf gets no shout-outs. Elf, you get no shout-outs. Boys. None. Not one.
Nope.
No glueys. All right, maybe you get
a
gluey.
Elf
right,
gets
elf,
gluey.
You can have
elf
a gluey. Yeah, you know, elf gets a gluey. Leader of the TLE ladies, all the beautiful ladies out there, thank you for tuning in. All 14% of our audience, I believe we found out.
How did you
way
find
too
that
high. Ladies, What are you doing? Mitch told me. Shout out to you, Mitch, the Michelin man.
How do you find that out?
On Twitter? He, I don't know. I didn't ask.
Wow, that's
believed him.
You didn't ask.
You mean?
Why would it? Why would he lie to
why
me?
How would you figure that out?
Why would he lie
out?
To me? No. I didn't think to
you know
ask
what?
Car.
As
Car,
someone who's
asked,
been a long time mutual, I'm willing to just take him at his
word.
Me too.
Mutuals, just, ride
are you
or
telling
die.
Me?
No, I'm not saying I don't believe him. I'm just wondering how you would find that out. Sorry, go ahead, Aaron.
Despite being 14% of the TLE
population.
Yeah, copy pasta is 55, isn't it?
I'm literally gripping the wheel and rapidly turning it away from Aaron.
Rapidly turning it into the guardrail.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to all the TLE gentlemen, by the way. You have not been forgotten at all. We love you guys. Yep. But now, if I may, I'd like to take us to a moment of hope for the year to come. Maybe, did we give any hopes or predictions? That's going to be very important here. Okay.
Oh, I got some.
Oh, boy.
I was not hoping
that
he was going to say it with that
Aaron
much.
Goes last. Aaron goes last, so it's easy to clip out of the episode.
I'll just wait for a transition.
That's actually not a bad idea. I'll go first because my only hope for 2021 is that the listeners are satisfied with Timeline Earth. That's it. I think we're going to do a great job. I think everybody's really excited. I think there's a lot of good things in store, not only for the show, but every single member of this show, all the listeners of this show. And so my only hope is that we deliver this year. That's it. And my prediction is we will. But that's it. That's all I have.
I actually had, so I had two. I had one that was kind of personalized for us and then one that was broader. And my personalized one was exactly echoing your thoughts. I hope that we get into a bunch of cool shit with TLE that brings the listeners in and that they appreciate it and that we just continue to get weirder and weirder and have fun with whatever this thing is, because God knows it's a lot different than the day that we started it, Bird. I know that we've talked about that, especially off air, but it's just been morphing and it seems to be like a cyclone that just keeps drawing more and more people in, listening, but like into the creative process or like into whatever this weird fucking thing that we got going on. Yeah.
That's everything to me, is the fact that I can go on Twitter and I can say end these bowls. And within 10 minutes, everybody has clued into the joke. They're all saying end his balls on the timeline. Like, that is what I like. We could have seven listeners. And as long as all seven of the listeners did like stuff like that,
it
makes everything
amazing
for me. But we have way more than that. And it's fucking awesome. And every single one of them contributes. Yes. And it's amazing.
My general one is that I hope that things like free and open source software, 3D printing, and particularly Bitcoin continues to get hardcore adoption. And we continue to onboard in group into these things. And convey the value of running nodes, storing coins in private wallets, keeping them out of the hands of bankers. And I hope it spurs more people to ditch politics and focus on just self-empowerment.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Car shilling the exit. I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As far as predictions, I'd like to go just a little bit away from the concept of prediction and share an aspirational moment I have for 2021. It is my goal to be... or rather to have at least one assassination attempt against me on behalf of Deep Smith Sona.
Yes.
Hey, I think...
if I am not going so hard that the Deep Smithsonian tries to kill me at least once by the end of the year, you have my permission.
Oh, that would be so good for the show.
I would be so, yeah.
It
is my goal to get Bill Cooper.
Bill Cooper. Man... And on that note, Aaron, you're reminding me of the conversation that we had off air, and it was like if I managed to die of this bronchitis, it would be fantastic for the show.
a happy man.
Yeah, I would. No, I like that pause. And I but
your
I
last
say,
words will be like, guys, take this and run with it.
And I know
Two
you will.
Hands on the wheel, on the brother.
Dude, I did not even have COVID. It's absolutely terrible what happened to me for no good reason. Wow. So, What was I going to say? Oh, yes. So on that note, Paz, I will say one thing I disagree with in your pick is I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit, buddy. I think there's at least three organizations right now.
I know. As soon as Paz said I'm going to have an assassination attempt, I was like, my mind was racing and I had like come up with Jesuits. I had come up with like...
Yeah, I was going to say the Vatican already tried to clamp down on him. I can't imagine that if he keeps going the way that he keeps going, the Federal Reserve isn't going to be an eye to him. So yeah, Paz, I think you're closer to your aspiration than you think. And with your permission, buddy, I think we're going to have to do a eulogy episode where we put together all of your best library clips and then we try and figure out who's going to kill
you.
You
know what? I will look down from heaven and smile on you with my blessing. Please do.
Very good. Very good. I like it. And so we lead to Aaron. What hopes and aspirations?
I'm just going to say, hey, guys, keep two hands on the wheel, and then we can just clip it here. And then I'll just say it again in case Aaron doesn't...
Starts doing statistical jokes about IQ and things like that, or blood lines.
If I hear 6 million, we're just cutting it.
Yeah, literally. If I hear any number that is higher than 1,000, frankly, I just don't trust whatever's going to come out of your mouth.
My hopes for this show in the next year are that we continue to draw people in with our unique brand of I don't even know if it's libertarianism or
no idea
or what anymore.
Horny freedom.
I haven't even been unique. Haven't been concerned with trying to figure that out either. It seems like people don't give a shit.
No,
I know two things. Nope. Those guys are super horny and they kind of like freedom.
Oh man, that's got to go somewhere. Put that on a t-shirt.
Horniest podcasters you know. Man. That's a dude. That's like what is it? Who says that? Like something.
I don't know, but I'm thinking the horniest podcasters you know with a moose logo right in the middle there. I'm thinking that could be good.
But except the antlers have to be dildos, right?
That would be really. Yep. Nobody would buy it.
So stupid.
Rabbits.
Oh, how are we going to convince the TLE ladies to wear this?
No.
Maybe we could sell moose dildo. Let me rephrase what I'm. Maybe we could sell moose heads and shape the antlers into dildos. I think that would be a good project for us. But we'll talk about that off air.
That would be. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? You've never been the optimistic one of the two.
Well, this leads Aaron, into my prediction. So I hope that we continue to attract people from. You know, coming from the masses, like people that can relate to us that are tired of, you know, politics, like you said, and fake economics and tired of participating in this system. And from there, that leads into my prediction that a lot more people are going to be tired of participating in this system. You're going to see a lot more Fed posting. Yeah. You're going to see a lot more. You just got added to a list. That type of deal. And I'm here for it, and I'm here to accelerate that process.
Oh, yeah, I actually like that. Very heartwarming, because I've noticed it in myself, is lately I've been becoming more willing to Fed post than I was before.
I think, is that because it just feels like it doesn't matter anymore?
I guess that's partially an individual answer for everybody, right?
I've been thinking about that a lot recently. Because I think there is this, if you step back, and put yourself a year ago from now and versus now, there is this weird feeling that these government institutions, whichever one you want to pick, whether it be the state of Texas or the United States government, whatever, just kind of have less legitimacy and authority, and you kind of feel emboldened by the fact that probably a lot of other people agree with you in the general thrust of your message of like, yeah, fuck these guys.
Mm.
Well, so if I may interject, my personal hero and the only man I trust to do political theory craft, may he rest in peace, Robert Heinlein, paraphrase his quote, "I am free because I obey laws when it suits me and break them when it doesn't." You know, I can't quote it in fullness because I've had about 7 scotches while we're sitting here on
right where we want
me to. I'm on hot toddy 4. So you asked a good question, Carr. Why? I think the answer is individual for everybody. And for me, why I've been more willing to Fed post is twofold. Number one, and the real reason is, as you said, I just don't care. The government has taken away a lot of things from a lot of people, a lot of things from me that I am simply interested in getting back. At this point, I'm no longer willing to tolerate not getting my things back, my life back, my time back. I mean, this has been months. So this is not something that I've come to the conclusion of today. This is months ago I've been in the cave. And then the joke reason is because we have Aaron here to take most of the bullets.
It's amazing how many bullets somebody high on meth can take.
If we ever get caught.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely. So it's great. I think it's fantastic. It's, it really is. And by the way, buddy, congratulations on delivering all those presents. You did a great job.
Yeah, man. That's how you got around the... Yeah, it was great.
You're on a... Yeah, I'll tell you what. You're on a list. You are... he was not happy with you.
Santa's I want to say I feel bad, but I mean, you don't just show up at somebody's house while they're smoking crack.
That's a fair point. That's true.
Good point. Good point.
Good rule of thumb.
I mean,
so gentlemen, would you like, first of all, do you know your, star signs?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay. Everybody does. Car, you do not. Well, let's figure
this
out.
Wait, is that the astrology ones?
The astrology ones. Yes.
Oh, I'm on a cusp, so I don't know which one I am.
Okay, so you don't have to reveal if you don't feel like revealing. I know when your birthday is, but here, just listen in. So an Aries is born between March 21st and April 19th, a Taurus between April 20th and May 20th, a Gemini between May 21st and June 20th, a Cancer between June 21st and July 22nd, a Leo between July 23rd and August 22nd, a Virgo between August 23rd, September 22nd, a Libra between September 23rd and October 22nd, a Scorpio between October 23rd and November 21st, a Sagittarius between November 22nd and December 21st, a Capricorn between December 22nd and January 19th, an Aquarius between January 20th and February 18th, a Pisces between February 19th and March 20th. I am a Taurus. I'm not going to tell you specifically how or why. But I figured everybody likes a little bit of astrology. Now, I don't believe in it. I don't think it's anything unless, of course, an AI tells me that it is. So what I decided to do was put just ask the AI, hey, AI, I'm looking for the yearly horoscope for everybody. So this is what it came up with for me. It gets a little weird sometimes because I didn't edit any of this, but it's astounding how much like soothsaying it really is. So let us begin. Aries. This year, you will turn to your friends for emotional support when the going gets tough. Be prepared to pick up the pieces if they fall apart. And most of all, avoid making big decisions for the first half of the year. Working with loved ones or friends is excellent, but watch out for clingy partners. There will be an element of sacrifice this year if you really want to go down a joyous trip down memory lane. A Taurus. You will probably want to achieve something on your bucket list this year. It might involve a pastime or an outdoor pursuit, such as fishing. You should focus on this as the Ides of March kicks off an emotionally challenging period. Taurus excel at concentrating on the smaller things in life, and it should be a strength ahead this year. Gemini. A new relationship is a fine idea in the year ahead. Traveling to far-flung places has its allure, or simply staying home to sleep are equally good choices. You tend to wear your heart on your sleeve, which can sometimes leave you vulnerable this year. Be wary, especially of anything happening on May 21st. Very ominous. A Cancer. Your humor will underline everything you do when the year begins. This can be a powerful tool when used in the right situations, but don't force it because laughter soon fades away if the jokes aren't any good. Working with loved ones or friends is excellent, but watch out for clingy partners. Leo. Do what you can to keep the mood light and avoid saying something you might regret later on. Showing your affections is good, but not in front of the wrong people. You have a natural ability to do this, so let your creativity flow in its most natural path. Staying in one location is good for you, as there will be a few short trips and a couple big trips on the cards this year ahead. Leaving work-related stress out of your personal life is good for you and your loved ones this year. Virgo. There will be a growing need for love and comfort in the year ahead. You will face significant challenge in the first quarter of the year, but the tide will turn in your direction by the autumn. As long as you brave the remainder of winter, you will excel and prosper this year like no other. Traveling with friends or family is an excellent idea. Yeah, it's cutting up that crack.
Pass that on around.
There you go. Let me get up. Hey, pass that over here. Pass
Wait,
that
so
over
is this now. A crack house or a coke house? Just how much money do you guys have?
Well, hey, it's whatever we can get, man.
Just how much are you guys really making from your North Korea box, huh?
Not bad. Not a bad amount. Not a bad amount. Libra, in order to, quote, and it put this in quotes, which I think is so endearing, beat the winter blues, it's best to just go with the flow and enjoy the good times. Traveling with others or on your own, it doesn't matter as long as you're able to socialize. The year ahead will be favorable for joint ventures, but you will need to focus on balancing work and pleasure. A Scorpio, you might feel the need for a change to come over the year, and this is a good instinct, but you will have to remain flexible and take things day by day. You should avoid being too impulsive in order to succeed. The old adage about not fixing something that isn't broken really holds true under the stars this year, regardless of what else is going on in your life. A Capricorn, you will not understand the purpose of this year until spring. Avoid fast talking and avoid making important decisions in the first 3 months. You are likely to be too impulsive, causing nothing but trouble. There's much happiness to be found with some simple pleasures, so make sure you get enough rest and avoid anything that might lead to hard drug usage. You should definitely avoid pills. So, I hope there's no Capricorns on this show.
Yeah.
Aquarius. One evening, you will see a bolt of lightning. This can happen anywhere, but if it occurs within a close proximity to water, it would be considered especially unlucky. Be on the lookout for groups of fellow amphibians this year. Even though this will be a good year overall, you must focus on balancing the negative and the positive, or else there might be an unwelcome spirit in your midst. Oh boy. And finally, the Pisces. This year you are to roam freely, both in body and mind. Perhaps you should explore your interests, but do so with a friend rather than alone. Partnerships are essential to your well-being and for the flourishing of your soul. Another year of solitude and isolation is likely to be ungood for you. So be sure to pay close attention to that fact over the next 12 months. There's your horoscopes, listeners. I'm sure we can probably take it out of here if you want to steer this ship. Pause. Thank you for coming on, for gluing it up with us. And hopefully everybody has a really good 2021.
Thanks for coming on, Pause.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Aaron, Bird, another year of the glueys, another year in the books, and another year to look forward to. I'm stoked as hell. And I guess, guys, until 2021, keep two hands on the
wheel.
And also go fuck yourself.